Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last hour of the Pomp and Joe Show. Jeff Hathorn with you today. The PM team comes your way in the 2 o'clock hour, and that leads you up to Pirates baseball. Bailey Falter starting against the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. Dan Zangrilli, if he still has a voice left, will join you at 5:45.
That's a real question.
He was on this morning, and I'm thinking, didn't you talk enough yesterday?
This morning?
Yes. He came on at, I think it was 9 o'clock hour. I saw him before I left.
I was not awake at that
point. The Upper St. Clair Fire Department. Then good for you.
Yeah, I was not awake. I slept till 9:30.
Bucko broadcaster Bob Walk wishes he could do rain delay theater. Wouldn't you love 3 hours and 22 minutes of just talking?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, actually, we used to do that back, I think, maybe the first half of my career as a broadcaster. We didn't have anybody to throw it to. We had to, we would just walk up and down the press box looking for, you know, old scouts and stuff, people we could have in to come and talk, and we would do anything to try and fill time. And sometimes it was a little bit of a stretch. We'd take calls, we'd do whatever we could, but glad we don't have to do that anymore. that always made for a very long day when you do a couple hours of rain delay theater, and then we didn't have the clock back then either, so pitch clock. So we were then doing maybe 3 hours of game. So I can imagine what that was like yesterday, and just having, especially because for a lot of it there really wasn't any rain coming down. So that always
there was the one in Philadelphia a week or week and a half ago that was an hour and 45 minute rain delay, but it never rained.
Yeah, at least yesterday it rained two or three times, but it was one of those days where it's not steady, but you can see it coming on the radar, and you know if you start playing, then you're going to have to call it off in a half hour and put the tarp out there, and then what's that going to do to your pitching? And a lot of stuff kind of goes on there. And then when you're playing, when you're playing a team like Houston, that's out of your hands anyway. That's the umpires and MLB are making those decisions about you can play or not.
I'm thinking about in that situation, Bob, Mitch, when you pitched and you dealt with the rain delay, like, did you look over the scouting report again? Did you look over tape? Did you just lose your mind and something else? Like, how do you kill that time when you're only going, once every 5 days and you're waiting for your chance?
You're kind of just sitting around talking, maybe playing cards. Back in those days, we didn't have internet, so you're actually having to read a physical magazine that you had brought in, doing things like that. Maybe you're a book guy, you read a book. If it's a home game, we're shooting baskets in the clubhouse, as you can remember. And it's just, whatever you could do. I mean, I didn't read the scouting report before the game. I'm not going to read it during a rain delay. So, And, you know, also as a starter, if you're actually in a rain delay, if you're a young guy, you know, if it goes more than a half hour, you're not going back out there. If you're an older guy, they might send you back out after an hour. But if it goes too long, well, then, you know, forget it. And in the National League back in those days, most of the ballparks were artificial surface. So it wasn't like you were thinking, okay, they're going to lose the field and the game's going to be called. You know, as long as it quit raining, the Zambonis would go out, vacuum all the water off, and you'd play.
That's amazing. As for Mitch's performance, what may have been missing, or is it just one of those nights for Mitch?
I think it's one of those nights. He looked, you know, first, I think, four innings, he looked pretty darn good. He ended up missing some spots with a couple breaking balls that cost him, and then I think things just kind of snowballed a little bit there, and I think he gave up another earned run after, or maybe two earned runs after he'd actually left the game, and that's never, you know, pleasant for your ERA, and I feel bad for him, not just because of last night, but you know, he's pitched so well
right. Most
of the time this year, and you know, he may have 10 losses before the All-Star break, you know, the way things are going for him. And so it's really a tough pill to swallow when you know that, two out of three times you're going out there and you're really doing a good job and you should be getting some wins and you're getting nothing. And he's just, you know, having to deal with that. There's nothing he can do other than, you know, be able to pitch to where, you know, he can go home and look in the mirror and say, well, okay, I did everything I could. I did my best. I tried to make all the right pitches, and we didn't score enough runs, or maybe it was a night where, you know, he gave up a couple more than he should have and got a loss that way. But most of the time it's been on the offense, and it hasn't been his fault that he's gotten the L's.
And Bob, Paul Skeens was talking about that the other day, about controlling the controllables. But you're human. Like, how difficult is that? And every person is different. But was it hard for you to control the controllables, or were you thinking about other things that may have happened in a game?
I think it's just control the controllables. It was, you know, especially after I'd probably would in my Pirate career more than before that, you know, I might worry about more things, you know, especially when I was a Brave. But as a Pirate, I kind of learned that you mature a little bit. That's what was amazing about Skeens, is he just turned 23. He thinks like he's 33. You don't see that very often, but he's a special kind of pitcher for sure. But, you know, back at the controllables, after what you figure out that's the only thing you can do. And even in the controllables, really, they melt down to not, you know, whether you're giving up runs or giving up, you know, hits or anything like that. The controllables are executing pitches, putting a pitch, a certain style of pitch, whether it's going to be something that moves, something that doesn't, something hard, something soft, whatever, putting it in the spot that you want it to be. That's the controllables right there. After that, who knows what's going to happen? Because that's your job right there, placing a pitch a certain type in a certain spot. That is all you can control. Or maybe if a ball's hit back to you, or maybe if a ball's hit to first, you know, you can run over there and cover the bag. You know, some little things like that. There's little smaller things that you do have an effect on. Are you going to get run out of the ballpark by them stealing bases, or you're going to be quick home? Some little things like that. But, you know, 95% of your job is placing a pitch in a certain spot. And after that, then it's up to the defense. It's up to the hitter. What's he do? How good is he? And when you realize that as a pitcher, you've taken a big step forward, and now you're not worried about everything that you shouldn't be. You're just thinking about doing your job and getting it done. And, you know, at the end of the year, your stats are what they are. What are you going to do about it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight we are going to declare that it is May 37th for Bailey Falter, given that in May, six starts, 35 and two-thirds innings, three earned runs, 13 walks, and 19 strikeouts. Normally, if you, I mean, it's a historic month. If you see a month anywhere close to that, normally the strikeouts are so much higher in those type of situations. Why is it we've heard about the extension? Is that really just it? I mean, what is it about Bailey Falter that made him so dominant over a span of an entire month?
Well, I think his command is really good of his fastball, and I think I've seen guys pitch like this before. Usually they're left-handers for some reason. I don't know why that is, but they command the fastball in that up and in corner of the strike zone to right-hand hitters, and the right-hand hitters can't do anything about it. Every now and then you'll see somebody get the head of the bat out, and they'll hit a missile, but it's, oh, look at that, that's 20-foot foul. You know, because he got the head of the bat way out there, and the ball's in. And, you know, what amazes me is that, and this has gone back, I've seen other pitchers pitch like this, why the hitters can't do something to make that adjustment to where they can, you know, they can handle that pitch. But nobody ever does. I've never really seen it happen. And now that Falter is just putting the ball perfectly, almost every pitch, you know, usually fastball after fastball. I mean, he does, you know, mix it up a little bit, just kind of, you know, keep guys a little leery of the outside corner. You know, he'll backdoor, maybe break and pitch out there, try to catch the outside corner with it. But mainly he's just living on their hands. And he gets a lot of, you know, pop flies, lazy flyouts, you know, the two hoppers in the infield if he does happen to get a ground ball, usually be something off the label because they just can't get the head of the bat to the baseball and keep it fair. That's really tough for hitters to do against that style of lefty. You remember Neil Heaton when we first got him?
Yes.
And he went to the All-Star game? That basically was, I mean, all he would do. He would just pitch in all day long. And he had developed a little splitter that gave him a little bit of a second pitch that he could stay away from him. And the combination of those two were lethal, at least for the first 4 months of that season. And, you know, it was great command. He was able to just live on guys' hands. And that's what Falter's doing. And tonight will be interesting because he's going against the Phillies. This is, you know, this is where he came from,
right?
Philadelphia. He was a Philly. And sometimes you get a little pumped up for that. And if you do start trying to throw the ball a little too hard, something like that, maybe your control is not so good. And control is really his main thing. He needs to be able to spot that fastball right on the inside edge. And I think our catchers do a good job, too, of getting him some strikes called in there. Because that's really what makes it tough. If you're throwing in there and guys are taking it, and it's always, you know, a couple inches, inch inside, and you never get a strike called, well, then what good is it? You know, and now you're sitting 2-0 all the time in the count. But if you're getting strikes in there and, you know, they're doing a good job with the framing and that sort of thing, the hitters have to make some kind of a move to make an adjustment, because if they just continue to take that pitch, every time they look at the scoreboard, it's 0-2. And so I give the catchers quite a bit of you know, props for what he does, because they recognize what makes him good, and they get a lot of strikes for him in there. They do a good job of that.
Well, Bobby, you and Bailey have that in common, that you both pitch for the Phillies and for the Pirates. The 70s, you hear the stories about the emotions, the bean balls, everything that happened in those incredible 10 years between the Pirates and Phillies. I mean, 80 was a year after that. What do you remember about the emotion of Phillies-Pirates games? And I know it's different because they're not in the same division.
Well, yeah, the players, the players didn't like each other, to be honest with you. There was a lot of, you know, stuff that would go on, you know, leaving the benches. There was brawls. A lot of crazy stuff would go on, yelling back and forth. One of my memories from my first major league spring training was driving from Clearwater to Fort Myers on the team bus. And a lot of the guys used to ride on the team bus back in those days. And we were driving by the exit for Bradenton, and Boa started, you know, saying all these, well, we'll just say bad things, because I can't use the language that he was using.
Really?
About the Pirates. They're just down that road, guys. He just was like just all over the Pirates. And, you know, at that moment, I'm like, wow, there's something going on here between us and Pittsburgh. And sure enough, my first start, you know, I've told the story 100 times, was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you know, by the middle of the game, there was a brawl. That's just the way it was. Those two teams did not like each other. It was like kind of the clean cut Phillies against the big bad ragtag long hair kind of Pirates. That was a good word for them. Pirates. They all looked like Pirates back then.
Those are some. I mean, yeah. Some of those matchups were insane. Bob, I hope you have a good matchup tonight. Pirates and Phillies, 640 right here on 93.7 The Fan. Thanks, as always, for your time on Fridays.
Thanks, Hawk. We'll see you later on.
All right. Bob Walk, Pirates broadcaster, joining us here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.